If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona with your Fantasy Sports News Update. NBA Finals last night. The Golden State Warriors are not letting go of the NBA title just yet. With Steph Curry and Klay Thompson shooting and Draymond Green swatting, the champions found a way to win even after a gut-wrenching loss. Curry scored 31 points, Thompson added 26, and they led a season-saving surge long after Kevin Durant was injured again to give the Warriors a 106-105 victory over the Toronto Raptors on Monday night in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. There will be a Game 6 in Golden State. Golden State Warriors star forward Kevin Durant suffered a right Achilles tendon injury in a 106-105 win on Monday night. Warriors general manager Bob Myers said Durant will have an MRI on Tuesday to determine the severity of the injury, but the emotional looks on players and coaches' faces told even more of a story than Myers' words could. League sources tell ESPN's Ramona Shelburne and Adrian Wojnarowski that the Warriors believe the MRI will confirm an Achilles tear, ending at least the next 365-some-odd days for Kevin Durant. In other NBA news, David Griffin, New Orleans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, has started to provide potential suitors with the framework of the package he is seeking in a trade for all-NBA forward Anthony Davis, including multi-team scenarios that would expand the Pelicans' pool of assets in a deal, league sources told ESPN. So far, the Los Angeles and New York teams, Clippers, Lakers, Knicks, and Nets, have been among the front offices inquiring with New Orleans. The Boston Celtics have long considered a run at Davis, but they must take into consideration the future of free agent Kyrie Irving before committing to a significant offer. In news out of baseball, a plane carrying David Ortiz landed in Boston on Monday night, a day after the Red Sox icon was shot at a club in his native Dominican Republic and underwent emergency surgery. Ortiz was then taken by ambulance with a police escort to Massachusetts General Hospital, where he will continue to receive medical attention. Ortiz was shot Sunday at a club in eastern Santo Domingo, a bustling nightlife district packed with dance clubs and bars. Red Sox President Sam Kennedy said at a press conference in Boston Monday afternoon that doctors have confirmed that David's condition is still serious, but that he had been stabilized enough to be flown to Boston Hospital for further treatment. Speculation has been made as to why Ortiz was shot, and as police investigate evidence, New York Post is reporting a plane carrying David Ortiz landed on a night. Excuse me, that's the wrong one here. Ortiz was then taken by ambulance. Another article in the New York Post said that the sources are saying that the hired gunman was working for a drug lord in the Dominican Republic who, according to local sources, believed that Ortiz was sleeping with his girlfriend. So that's the story coming out, that it's possible that Ortiz was, as we were saying earlier, sleeping with a drug lord's girlfriend. And, I said it to you in our little chat, Dane. juice, the juice, you really got to believe that the juice is worth the squeeze. And when it comes to something like this, I don't think the juice is ever worth the squeeze.
I would agree with you. Right. It is never worth it. That's why it's frowned upon in our society.
Well, at least it makes sense, though, you know, because it was going to be very hard pressed. Either he was going to be as corrupt as they come, like we're going to find out he was some sort of crazy drug lord or something, or it was this. And this makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, it really does.
All right, guys. In baseball news, actually on the diamond, the Arizona Diamondbacks got to play home run derby in Philly. The Diamondbacks hit 3 straight home runs to open the game and finish with a team record 8 in a 13-8 win over the Philadelphia Phillies in a homer-happy game on Monday night. Scott Kingery hit 2 of Philadelphia's 5 home runs for the combined MLB record of 13 homers in one game, passing the previous mark of 12 made by the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers in 1995. And then again, by the White Sox and Tigers in 2002. You guys have been talking about it a lot lately. You know, the fundamentals of baseball are just absolutely gone, and really all we're seeing is just strikeout, home run, home run, home run.
Yep, that's what it is. 3 true outcomes. The strikeout percentage in Major League Baseball is up to about 24%. The walk rate is at 9 or 10%. A third of all at-bats end without contact in Major League Baseball, and you wonder why the millennials out there don't think it's an exciting game.
All right, guys. Finally, NFL news here. After months of uncertainty surrounding the status of his contract for the upcoming season, veteran tight end Kyle Rudolph gained some clarity on Monday evening. A league source told ESPN that Rudolph agreed to terms of a contract extension with the Minnesota Vikings and will sign his new deal on Tuesday morning, the same day the Vikings begin their 3-day mandatory camp. The deal, according to sources telling ESPN's Adam Schefter, is worth $36 million over 4 years. And that is the news from me, Chris Pavona, back to Make It Rain, and it's now Taco Tuesday.
Kyle Rudolph, the red zone reindeer.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, final hour here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Time to make it rain. That's the truth here. Plenty of opportunities this week for you to be able to cash some tickets, do a little profiting. We've got Women's World Cup coming up here in about 15. We'll talk to one of the best soccer handicappers I've ever talked to, Charles Michel, part of twosportsinvestors.com. He'll join us here, has a little breakdown of the Women's World Cup, including the U.S. taking on Thailand today. Big favorite, but should they be?
5.5 goals.
Is a question. Yeah, is there, a lot of people think this is going to be a great opening test for the U.S. that do not sleep on Thailand. Opportunity here. They could, if they fall asleep at the wheel, Thailand might be able to not only cover that 5.5 goals there, but I don't know, could keep it a lot closer than people had hoped for. We also have U.S. Open. Don't forget golf, Tiger, Pebble Beach, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy. Screw you, Rory. Yeah, Rory McIlroy is who also was the absolute kiss of death last night. Let me go ahead and throw that back in there for you. Just so you Toronto Raptor fans can, I want you to remember that Kyle Lowry jersey move there. Also, Kyle Lowry had the last shot, didn't he? Yeah. And that worked out for
Drake.
Him.
Not, remember that Drake curse also. Good,
yeah. Yeah, he still got Drake. A lot of things working against them now. Game 5 was the opportunity to close it out. But Pebble Beach is going to be a lot of fun. We'll start taking a look at some of the odds in there for this. And we told you earlier, the great thing about the golf majors is that you get some really well-known guys, good golfers at good prices, not just chalky like it's the ABC, you know, the ABC Open on a Thursday in August somewhere that nobody cares about. There's actually some value to be had. So we'll take a look at that. The latest lines from Las Vegas, the books, they have a clear favorite going into Game 6. Guys, if you haven't seen it already, opens up at -3.5. It's already been bet up to -4 for Golden State. The over-under, the total again here, Dane, 211. And we'll talk about some strategy moving forward, because over the last couple of games, we've got a – there is a pattern going on here, guys. There's a way to be able to profit rather easily. If you're not taking advantage of it, we will help you do that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain, people.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
I just don't know how he's going to play here. He practiced yesterday, albeit for about 3 minutes from what we understand. It was a closed practice. But he was apparently the first one out of the gym. He was immediately icing the calf and walked. I just don't know how it is Kevin Durant plays tonight. I don't know.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, people, here we go. Final hour. Make it rain. That's exactly what we're going to do for you. We promise. Point you in the right direction. Coming up here in just about 12 minutes or so, Charles Michel from twosportsinvestors.com going to join us. One of the better sports handicappers in the country when it comes to soccer. So we'll get his thoughts on the Women's World Cup here in just a few. I also want to take a look at the latest lines here, Dane, for the Warriors, of course, Game 6 coming up, series prices. Also, I'm wondering if the MVP votes, the numbers changed. I know we had Kawhi as a overwhelming favorite yesterday at minus 600 or some obnoxious number. I'm wondering, we know Kevin Durant, he had moved up the ladder at 33-1. I think that's gone. But what do we got now? What are we looking at for the latest when it comes to the MVP?
I think, to be honest, there's a lot of a correlation to the Raptors and Warriors series price. to Kawhi and Steph as MVP, right? And those have both kind of changed in similar fashions. We're now staring at Kawhi Leonard as a minus 320 favorite to win the MVP. Interestingly enough, I'm looking at the Raptors at minus 270, right? So it's around similar numbers. Steph Curry is the second choice to win MVP at plus 240. And ironically, right now, the Golden State Warriors, at least on FanDuel, are plus 220 to win it all. So it's pretty much the corollary bet. If the Raptors win it all, it's going to be Kawhi. If the Warriors come on back, it looks like it's going to be Steph. Although, I got to tell you something, and I know this is backwards the way to think about it. Could you make an argument that Kevin Durant is clearly now the most valuable player of the Warriors? Like, you saw what the Warriors were like. You said 2 hours ago, Joe, you were reminded, and oh my God, how amazing it was, how great it was to see it again. Like, that's all the impact of KD. I know they would never actually do that, you know, but I mean, sometimes you do see value because when it's not there.
There is no doubt. Anybody that questioned Kevin Durant or said the Golden State Warriors weren't as good with Kevin Durant. listen, they are better with Kevin Durant. Anybody is going to be better with Kevin Durant. A lot of what you are seeing in the NBA, we know this, is matchups. And I don't want to take anything away, and I want us all to be very careful here. Let us not take anything away from what Toronto has done all throughout these playoffs and this series.
True.
Toronto is, on many levels, a matchup nightmare for the Golden State Warriors, certainly without Kevin Durant. And while they are far from perfect and they do have their issues and they do have their vulnerabilities, these guys have been doing some amazing things. They have really turned up the heat. This is a good damn team. Now, will we look at next year? Will this offseason, will we see teams in the East building to beat Toronto? I don't know.
No.
I don't know that is going to be the case. They do have one superstar. They got one superstar, and they've got a bunch of very good players that play very well together. It's very unique from the standpoint of, we thought you needed three mega superstars, right? You needed a big three in order to be able to win championships. And Toronto, to their credit, is proving us that, you know what, guys? You don't. You need great chemistry. You need one upper echelon player, one megastar, and then you can get a bunch of guys below that, that if they play and mesh well together, you get a little length, you get some athleticism, and this is what you got. It doesn't hurt that, you know, Kawhi took 20-some-odd games off this year for load management because he does seem to be a little bit fresher than everybody else, but that's the whole point of load management, isn't it, is to give guys like Kawhi Leonard the opportunity to thrive in the playoffs because it is a long-ass season. But make no mistake, Toronto deserves to be here. They had an opportunity to close it out last night, and they didn't do it. And I think that's going to sting, certainly today, and I do think it's going to sting Dane in Game 6. I think they're going to be reminded that, why are we even here? We probably should have closed this thing out. It's going to be an uphill battle for them. I think the odds are showing that, obviously, a lot of money, even without Kevin Durant coming in here, minus four now, 211 is the total. And we have seen a couple of patterns here, have we not, in this series? And we have talked about it. We love, and we told you yesterday, Golden State first half is as solid a bet as it has come over the playoffs with them. Not knowing what Kevin Durant you were going to get from him yesterday, the first half bet seemed to be the most logical, especially out of Pick'em, that Golden State would come out firing. If you only got 5 minutes from Kevin Durant, it's still a better 5 minutes than you would normally get without him. So the first half bet last night was a winner. It was a good bet if you had taken it. Also, the first half overs here, Dane. The pattern is the first half is dictating. It's a much faster tempo. You're getting a lot of fouls called. You're getting a lot of free throws. You're getting guys chucking up threes. The first half seems to be a hell of a lot looser than the second half in this series, which is why, and it's always been around that 108, 109, right? Yep. That number there. Even last night, it got pushed up to 110 and a half and still blew way over in the first half. I don't think that changes in Game 6. I still like Golden State first half at home to be able to come out and do what they do better. I still like the over in the first half. I think those things are going to continue, whether this goes, if it's over in game six or game seven. I think those things continue. And I do like the unders in the second half, because we've seen this. No matter who has the lead at halftime, the second half goes to a crawl, man. It's like turtle time. There is nobody looking to push the pace in the second half. We haven't seen it yet, and I don't think we're all of a sudden going to start seeing it in game six and seven. So I do think the foundation and the blueprint has been laid out for betters, guys. First half, right? Golden State getting their legs under them, chucking it up, and you can tell right away if Steph and Clay are hitting shots, it's going to be probably a high-scoring first half. The over is good. Golden State taking the first half lead, probably a pretty good bet there. But that second half, woo! Give me anything under 105, man. I think we're good to go there.
All right. Well, then what if I tell you, if I see a couple of books that we're familiar with, Joe, that already have the game six first half total at 102.5.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
That's ridiculously low given what we've talked about. The other way that I'm telling you that we could play it right now, I don't think they can hang a Steph Curry prop total that's high enough for me. I will be taking the over on Steph Curry. I'll probably be taking the over on Klay Thompson as well. Right now, Joe, over on FanDuel, you got Steph at 31.5. And you got Clay at 23.5. I think Steph is ticketed for the mid-30s at least. Because, as we know, they are going to see it as live and die by the, you know, live by the three, die by the three kind of thing. We've said it before. And this is going to be – their bread is going to be buttered by the Splash Brothers. So I would be very comfortable hitting the over on Steph Curry. And right now I'm seeing it on FanDuel. It's 32.5. But the over is actually plus money, Joe.
It's interesting, too, because the pattern we're getting from Toronto, which makes it difficult, certainly from a prop standpoint. We know Kawhi, right? Going to be over 25. We know that, right? Most of that's going to come in the fourth. We're also seeing that pattern emerge here with him. But to their credit, the equal distribution that they are getting and production they are getting from everybody across the board. We kept talking about who's that Robin going to be? Who's that number two? Well, the way they've been playing is that there really is everybody's a number two. Six players had double-digit figures last night in that game. That's distribution, guys. That is equal distribution. That's getting the ball around. That's everybody contributing. Very hard to look at these last couple of games and go, that's going to be your Robin here for Toronto. We know who Batman is. We know what he's going to get. But damn, dude, if you're looking for a Klay Thompson-Steph Curry combination, I don't think we're going to get it from Toronto anymore.
No, I think you're right. Siakam, Gasol, Powell, Bean, Dabaka, and all the possible.
Yep.
Questions to put on the road. I still think that.
102 is a juicy number. All right, we'll talk some Women's World Cup today. Charles Michel joins us next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build the optimized lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Welcome back here on Make It Rain Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez coming up. We'll dive into some of the MLB games we've got going on today. Full slate there. Also, of course, getting ready for an NHL Game 7. We got a U.S. Open in golf. And let us not forget Game 6 of the NBA Finals now. But first, we've been telling you about it here for the last couple of days. The Women's World Cup taking center stage. France is the location. A whole bunch of games have already taken place, but the U.S. team gets ready to do battle today against, opening up against Thailand, who, from a lot of people that I have talked to, seems to think that this is going to be a really, really good test for the American team. That, yes, they may be plus 15,000 from a betting perspective, Dane. But they are a team that, you know, some people are saying this is, they've got some players, and this is going to be a hell of an opening test for the U.S. And to help us understand a little bit better about the World Cup, bring in one of the best soccer handicappers that we've had a pleasure of talking to here on the show, Charles Michel, part of the twosportsinvestors.com group. And Charles, it's soccer time, man. I know it's the only thing you do, man. You live, breathe, and eat it. And the Women's World Cup, it's an exciting time for soccer right now, isn't it?
Exciting time. With the amount of tournaments going on, the World Cup, the Women's World Cup, is definitely taking the headlines for this particular summer.
Talk to us about the American team here getting ready on the pitch here today to take on Thailand. What do you think? Some people are saying, again, the odds are telling us what, Dane? 5.5? Is that what we're looking at right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at a 5.5 goal spread.
They're a big 5.5 favorite. Yeah. But some people believe Thailand's a good test for America. What do you think?
I don't know if they're a good test. We'll see. I mean, I anticipate them putting up a roadblock for the first few minutes or so. But once that first goal goes in, I anticipate the dam busting as well. These two met a couple years ago in 2016, and the final result was 9-0. So and 17 of those members returned from that particular squad to take place in this contest, so they're familiar with this Thailand cruise. So I think they might put up a little bit of resistance in the opening, but once that first goal enters, I just see it just free-flowing from there. So I don't anticipate much of a resistance. This line continues to grow. It has just swelled since it was released, and I have been monitoring it daily, and it is just continuing to grow. So it is, if anyone is going to get on it, it is recommended that you jump on now before, you know, this thing could get to, we could see it by 6 by the time it actually kicks off at 3 p.m. Eastern.
That's crazy, Charles. Thanks. This is Dane here. Now, let me ask you this, because, you know, the United States and France and the host nation seem to be the kind of two co-favorites here. Obviously, the World Cup taking place in France. But the way the group stages work, it looks like if everything holds according to chalk, that France and the United States would actually play each other in the first round of the knockout stage, like in the round of 16 or the quarterfinals. So if I'm a bettor, I'm starting to look at nations that may be on the other side of that bracket that may have an easier path. Can you tell me about teams that are not France, that are not the United States, that might wind up winning their groups on the other side of the bracket in the knockout stage that are actually real threats if Thailand is not? I'm hearing things like Germany, the Netherlands. What about some of those second-tier teams that may have an easier path to the final?
Absolutely, and that's a shame that France and U.S. would meet so early in the quarters, so you would rather see them in the semis or the finals. I would have liked to see them, the schedule makers, place them with the opportunity to meet further down the line. But with that being said, absolutely, Germany jumps out as a team that could definitely lift the trophy, even though they struggled with China. Their first time out, they barely slipped by 1-0. Japan was another team that come in with a lot of hype. Unfortunately, they laid an egg yesterday with Argentina. That is the first time Argentina did not face defeat in a World Cup matchup. Then we have the Netherlands today. They're fixing to kick off against New Zealand. There is a lot of anticipation to see how the Dutch side perform at this stage as well. Then we have Spain. They come off a dramatic 3-1 victory over South Africa after coming back in the second half. You always have Brazil. They had an impressive 3-0 winner over Jamaica. Norway, they were kind of flying under the radar, even though they're without the best player in the world. She has decided to sit out. They still have capable players. Then there's Canada. I mean, they pulled off a 1-0 winner yesterday as well, but they're a sneaky outside team to challenge. But the ones that really have to be circled are the Germanys and the Japans, and throw in Netherlands as the real contenders against the France and the United States, who are the winner of that are projected to go to the finals.
Charles Michel joining us here. European soccer is his game, guys. Nobody better. TwoSportsInvestors.com, part of the Offshore Gaming Association. Let me see, Charles. If somebody is watching, or somebody goes, you know what, soccer, I haven't had really a chance to dive into it or invest in it. You know, talk to us a little bit about the types of bets, the novices, the people who aren't, you know, there aren't crazy soccer followers. What's your suggestion? Where would you point them? Goal totals? Would you look at covering, you know, draw is a possibility, obviously, in here. So what advice would you have for those looking to bet the World Cup?
Me personally, I tend to stick with totals. That way I don't have to hitch my sides on a particular team. I can just sit back and root for goals or non-goals in some matchups as well. Too many times I've seen those goals go in stoppage time and land on the draw. But definitely there are different opportunities. The goal line, that is just like your spreads. For instance, the USA was fluctuating at 4.75 to 5, so goal lines are always an option. You'll also have your three-way money line. That way you can either back a team A, B, or to land on the draw within the 90-plus minutes as well. There are even opportunities to, the odds are so great in soccer, football, that you can even play it two ways. If you like a underdog and you think that they have opportunity to either win outright or draw, you can even lay money on both options and still come out with a profitable result. Said titles are always an opportunity to cash. Then with soccer, there are a tremendous amount of prop options that you can dive into. You always have your team totals. Love to get on team totals. If you think a team was going to score a certain amount of goals, like today the U.S., it started at 4.5, it went to 5, now it's 5.5. So everything is saying that we will see 6-plus goals from the Stars and Stripes. Then you have another popular one is both teams to score. Both teams to get on the scoreboard is a real popular one that a lot of people like to play. You can get in on how many corners that they're going to take in a match. That's another one. A lot of people really zero in instead of having to worry about who wins, loses, how many goals are scored. You can just go with the total amount of corners, which are a large part of the soccer matches as well. You can even get on when the first goal will be scored within the time frame, like the first 10 minutes, within the first 20 minutes. That's a huge market. Another is the exact amount of the score of the game. That's another huge, because the odds are crazy. You can, like, 17-1 if it lands, like, 2-1 in a particular match, and you can nail that.
Wow.
Then you have your both teams to score in both halves is a huge one. The team to win and score in both halves. So the anytime the goal scores. So there's a large amount, but the most popular are your goal lines, your spreads, your three-way, then your draw no bets or your pick-ems, and your totals. And that's the usually the way most investors go, is to zero in on those particular outcomes and look for the best value based on the particular matchups.
I love that, Dane. Right, teams, yeah, scores, and you know, you and I got to look at these now because he's just giving me so many different ideas. I mean, yeah, both teams to score, teams. You know, this is we can have some fun with this. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you can get
last one for me, Charles, real quick. You know, I've seen, you know, they're expanding to 24 teams. I've heard people talking about more parity in the world right now. But you keep on telling me about 9-0 wins. I heard Argentina lost 11-0 to Germany in the past. So really, is there more parity in the world or not? Because if there is, I'm going to bet these draws and these dogs. But if the top tier teams are still the class of the world, I might, you know, I'm going to parlay some of these moneyline favorites.
We got about 60 seconds, Charles.
Yeah, you could absolutely incorporate a few more teams, because there are some big ones that got left out, like Switzerland's other team like that. I think there is room for larger teams. I think it might make it a little bit more competitive if you were to add those into the group. So we definitely had some nations that were left out that just came down to a final game. They might have lost 1-0 in the qualifications and left them out. So I do think there is room for growth, and I do think it could make it a better tournament, because we get in these groups, you get four teams, two are top heavy, and then you get these others that are just there just to go through and are just happy to be there, like the Thailands of the world. And then they're just pretty much warm-up matches. So I think it could help further the team, absolutely.
All right, Charles, we got to get out of here, though. At ROI Capper1 on Twitter, part of the twosportsinvestors.com. Thank you, Charles. Enjoy the matches. And Dane, let's pull up those prop bets, man.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
NuGenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, so who wants to risk-free bets up to $1,000? If you do, I got news for you here, guys. Head over to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Just enter the promo code GRID and get yourself two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. And really cool, in addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers their own betting concept where customers, well, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet by. So, for example, if you take, I don't know, the Chargers laying 2.5, but they cover the spread by 8, then you get 8 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID. Get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. And it is a big week in the world of sports. Of course, a Game 7 in the NHL, where a Stanley Cup. There will be a champion this week. St. Louis, Boston, who will it be? A Game 6 in the NBA Finals. We've got a U.S. Open. We've got Major League Baseball. And we just talked to Charles Michel there about some of the soccer props that we can get, which sound really fun, especially for those of you that might not be diehards. And right. But you know what? Yeah, I got no problem rooting for the U.S. and for the women. I want to watch a few of these games. And in addition to the spread being the amount of goals that they win by, you know, some of these prop bets like first half goals, second half, both teams score. It sounds to me like this U.S. game, as I'm going to log on right now, of course, and plop a wager down, because that's the kind of degenerate we are here. When we look at some of these props, it sounded like he was expecting a big time, a hefty amount of goals there. And we know what the spread is, what, 5 now? What are we up to on the U.S. team over Thailand?
5.5 okay. Goals I'm seeing right now.
All right, so let's see. Do we have any props that break it down like U.S.? Talk to us. Give us some of these so we can start
props. We got props where, you know, you could pick the exact score. Okay, you could pick the exact score, which I think is interesting. And by the way, just so you know, because this gives me a little read on things, right? The best odds for the exact score at +490 would be the USA to win 4-0. USA to win 5-0 is the second choice at +500. They go all the way up to like 10-0 though, Joe. But and most of these are in the thousands. But when you look at it looks like 5-0 and 4-0 followed by 6-0 are the biggest kind of most common scores here. Then goal scorer props, you could pick on who would be the first goal scorer. The favorites are obviously kind of the big names from Team USA. If you don't know, we're talking Alex Morgan, we're talking Carly Lloyd, we're talking Megan Rapinoe. Those are kind of the big ones in terms of who would be the first goal scorer. You can get things like, will anybody score two or more goals in this? And get this.
Love it.
Joe, Alex Morgan, the leading, obviously, lady for Team USA, she's minus 125 today to score two or more goals, Joe.
Really?
She's a favorite to get at least two today. You could get her to score a hat trick today, Joe, at only plus 270. Okay, and then there's all other sorts of stuff. You know, goal, over-under on different alternative lines. You know, our guy Charles was just saying that 5.5-6 looks to be the total. But if you want to be safe, you could be like over 2.5 goals for only 1,800.
Love this.
-1,800.
Love this.
So there's plenty of ways to butter your bread. I got to tell you, though, Joe, and I'm no expert, okay? But I was looking – I'm looking back at, you know, like France, for example, the other favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
They opened against Korea, who's not known as a big-time team, at home, you know, with the, as we say, the towels waving. They won 4-0,
sure.
Joe. Mm-hmm. Brazil, another huge team, right, in their first game, they won 3-0, Joe. You know, I'm seeing Spain, people were talking about 3-1. Norway, people are talking about 3-0. Germany, who Charles just said was another big-time opportunist, right, if it's not the U.S. or France from the other side of the bracket. Joe, their first matchup, 1-0. I'm staring at a 5.5 goal line, and don't get me wrong, I love America, you know, but 5.5 seems like a lot, Joe. Yeah. Couldn't they, like, isn't it plausible? You're saying, like, all right, they have some, you know, resistance for the first 10, 15 minutes, sure. But couldn't it also be the case that the U.S. gets up, like, 4-0 and then takes their foot off the gas pedal? You know, I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
But what I am seeing is these other big contenders, right? Blowout wins are like 3-4-0. And we're expecting the U.S. to win 6-0 today?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And that's what the interesting part about this is. I mean, the first game, so you want to make a – And to his point, though, they've already – they blew him out, a few years ago when they played him in competition?
And 17
of the members of that team are on this team. So, I don't know that they
– They're going to be playing again in 3 days, you know? So, if they're up 3-0, if 4-0, you don't think the top women – you know, get subbed so they could rest, load management, Joe. You know, we've been talking about it in the NBA. This is the first game of what the U.S. expects to be a long tournament, right? And they're not in any group threat to knock their group. I really think if it's 4-0, I could see them taking their foot off the gas pedal.
Well, if that's the case, then that means they also might give up a goal or two. So what is the total goals? What is it, 4, 4.5, 5, rather, you were saying there? I know they're favored by 5. So what's the total?
The total I'm staring at right now is I'm staring at 6.5 as the total.
Yep. Well, so they're thinking
they're thinking this is a 6-1 game, or like a 6-0 game, or 5-0 game, or something like that. That's what they're saying. I just think that like 4-0 or 4-1 is really within the realm of possibility, also, but. Then again,
and you can drop the under. Yeah, drop the under if you think once they get to, you know, score maybe 2 or 3 in the first half and then another 1 or 2 in the second, then that's the end of it.
+5, 5.5, but I don't want to be like, I don't want to be un-American. But 5.5 goals, Joe? There's not been a single game that's been a 5-goal spread. It just hasn't happened this whole tournament.
I think the USA announces their welcome to the World Cup, and the USA goes out and scores 12 goals and then and just buries Thailand.
They absolutely
might. But like
might.
I said, I talked to a lot of dudes that think Thailand is a lot better than they're being given credit for. So to your point, Charles is definitely not one of them. But there are some guys, to your point, you know, looking across the landscape at the score so far, maybe 4-0 or 3-1 or something along those lines is feasible. Or under 6 total goals there is also a possibility. There are a lot of people, I think, that think that this is going to be a better matchup against the U.S. than people, some people, including Charles, are going to give him credit for. So
as just way too many. I just think
you think
much,
it's sir. All right, see, I'm going to drop in the. I'm going to go under right now. There you go. You just said it. I'm going to go under.
I might bet Thailand plus 5.5 goals.
That's exactly it. I'm going to go under 5.5. I'm going to go under the 6 right now for the total goals in this game. And let's have some fun and see what happens. 3 o'clock Eastern time. Get ready for the U.S. to open their Women's World Cup round against Thailand. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch how this all unfolds there. Cool stuff. And by the way, the world is watching the World Cup. There is a lot of handle coming in on soccer. Get ready for that. It ain't going to get any easier or any less popular, I should say. And as the groups, as we move on from the group stages, obviously, and we get into some of these quarterfinal matches and stuff, it's the amount of money going to be coming in is going to be crazy. Oh yeah, hell yeah! And we've got a whole bunch of Major League Baseball games on the clock here today. And Yankees were rained out yesterday, right, against the Mets. So
doubleheader tonight. Subway Series
doubleheader 1 o'clock this afternoon. Tanaka going up against Wheeler. I think Vargas was the original pitcher yesterday. Wheeler's now taking the mound at 1 o'clock. Vargas taking on Paxton in the 7 o'clock. You had 7,000 home runs in the Phillies Diamondbacks game. Arrieta is back. He was sidelined for a couple of starts there, but it looks like he is back on the mound today for the Phillies. And as I look at some of these other pitching matchups over here, you got Castillo for the Reds on the mound. I don't know if you saw that going up against the Indians, a little interleague play there. Cincinnati taking on Cleveland. Do you go first five with your boy Castillo?
No, I do not. I do not. He hasn't been as good lately. And also his home road splits are fairly dramatic, Joe. So he's in Cleveland. So I'm not riding him completely. I've been off Trevor Bauer a little bit as well, but this game is a stay away from me, to be quite honest. The pitcher, if any, that I'll ride is our boy Chris Paddock. All right, Chris Paddock, he's back on the hill against the Giants, who, as we know, have no kind of offense. So I might be willing to lay the 1.5 for the Fathers today.
I like that. I also like in Major League Baseball, I like the Astros at home, first five. Brad Peacock on the mound, taking on Peralta there. Peralta's just a run-giving-up machine there. The over-under is 9 in that game, but I definitely like the Astros. In fact, right now, the Astros for the game, -110, so... You do have them. I actually like them on the first five as well, and I think the Astros to take care of business there rather easily against Milwaukee as Peralta. Yeah. You know, listen, Milwaukee's got a good bullpen. Nine. We all know this. Yeah, but there it looks like there's a lot of run. I think Brad Peacock very underrated this year. He's that guy that he was a closer. He's actually been pretty good starting for them this year, and I do like them. Anytime I can get Houston at home, and I can get a fairly short number there as a home fair -1, I'm good there. I'll take that all day long. So I do like the Astros at home taking on the Brewers, who have been disappointing to say the least as of late.
Yeah,
and your boy Castillo
fair.
Is a short favorite too. Short dog too, plus 108. Castillo taking on Bauer
on the road. Keep an eye out also on Lambert, the guy who goes today for Colorado. Second career start. Mm-hmm. His first start was against the Chicago Cubs, Joe. I remember it was 5 days ago because I asked you how the wind was blowing. You said it was blowing 15 miles an hour out. So I picked the over in that game, and then this guy Peter Lambert shut the Cubs out for like 8 innings. He gets another crack at the Cubs, but this time in Coors. And note that the run total is up to 12 in this one. This is a rematch of 5 days ago, Lambert versus Quintana. Lambert looks great in his first start, but now second time around with the same lineup, this time in Coors, maybe a different outcome.
Yeah, your other boy, I think, too, is Chris Paddock is on the mound on the road. San Francisco here today. Yep, he's going there. Under 8. Look at that. You like that one, okay.
I'll lay the run and a half and get it at +110.
Oh, Foley pitching for the Braves, trying to hold on to that starting spot now that Dallas Keuchel's on the roster. You might see a little extra effort from him tonight. So, bottom line, good luck. Morning After coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Good luck, guys.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Taught y'all how to make it rain?
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
The problem is there are only so many game-changing free agents available. And, you know, guys like Kawhi Leonard, for many people, think is a rental for 1 or even 2 years. Okay, well, what happens after that now? What, now he's going to switch another team. Now this guy's going to switch another team. This is not a sustainable business model if you are the NBA, because now the biggest free agent, okay, next year, forget about Anthony Davis, Kyrie, they're peanuts compared to what Kevin Durant was in the marketplace. And all year long it was, where's Kevin going? What is Kevin doing? Where are you going, Kevin? Where are you going? And he rightfully was like, guys, just shut up already. Like, I don't know yet, and that's fine. We've also been told He was as good as done. He was going to New York, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's why I caution people when we heard that, his teammates are not happy with it. That's all crap. Him going to New York was all crap. What he did last night is not a dude who had already checked out and was already on his way and his bags packed to New York last night, guys. What you got last night was an absolute warrior. He would not, a lot of guys would not have done that. If they had already made up their mind that they were leaving Dane, they would have never in a million years risked blowing out their Achilles, which was always the risk reward. And don't think the doctors didn't tell Kevin Durant, don't think his agent didn't tell him, guys, worst case scenario, what are we looking at? Worst case scenario is you're looking at
you
being gone for a year.
It's a compensation.
You like Philly's rupture is the worst. And he still knew it and still did it. Does that sound like a dude that had already made up his mind and had already he was going to New York? I don't think so. Not in this day and age. Certainly not the way you have portrayed Kevin Durant in the media, like this guy that he is, you know, he's already moved on. He's, you know, he's calling and recruiting people for New You know what this injury does to me, Dane? This injury right now, and it comes to every athlete at some point in their life, it shows them their mortality. And when you're faced with your mortality because you're not 25 anymore, all of a sudden you start looking at things at a different perspective. You mentioned he's got that $30 million option that he can do. If, in fact, he's going to be gone for a year, he can get $30 million and still be a Warrior. But I am not convinced this dude, in any way, shape, or form, doesn't want to continue to be a Warrior. And if you didn't get that after last night, Knick fans, I don't know what to tell you, man. You're not paying attention. Kevin Durant didn't risk missing a year because he had already decided to put a Knicks uniform on, guys. It's one of the biggest crap narratives I have heard in a long time. Guys just don't do that at 31 years old. And also, guys that are hurt like Kevin Durant now, they don't tend to, they tend to want to be with the best players for the remainder of their career, right? Where are you going to get better players than what you got in Golden State right now?
And here's the thing. Remember the narrative about Kevin Durant. You know, I think maybe, I don't know if it was a pun or not by you, Joe, when you said he is an absolute Warrior. He is. He is an absolute Warrior. He wants to be a Golden State Warrior. He laid it out for the Warriors. And I think, you know, this narrative of was he a true Golden State Warrior or not, if that changes the perception of him as a real part of this team and this dynasty, maybe he doesn't see the need to have to go be the alpha dog on, quote unquote, his own team anymore. I think that's absolutely possible, you know, but the question remains, is he an absolute Warrior, or I'm going to put out another pun here, Joe, or is he the Warriors' Achilles heel?